I like the framework which NIDA has put forward. I think it's a fairly robust framework for looking at numerosity processing in animals. And I like the way he puts some fairly formal rules which can be applied. And so that gives us a handle of how to go forward and test, which we did. I'm not so comfortable with the position that these sort of questions shouldn't get asked outside of a human framework. So if we go back, I mentioned Carl von Frisch, who won the Nobel Prize for showing that bees had a symbolic communication system with a dance language. And of course, winning a Nobel Prize is a very prestigious award for research. The reason that was such a big deal was it was just well accepted that humans had a very advanced communication system and it should not exist in non-humans or non-primates at least. And when von Frisch came along and showed, no, a bee community also has a language system. And so it's very interesting sometimes when you go across to animal models, it challenges what is our current representation of how information is processed. And I think that's a legitimate scientific question to ask, which is very much consistent with a framework I think Professor Nider's setting up in many of his papers.